Hey, Chano.
Yeah.
Look at this. Huh. A Japanese thermometer factory just went out of business.
Yeah, how come?
They found traces of swordfish in the mercury.
If I don't get in there in 2 minutes, I'm gonna faint.
Got four reports, and he typed up.
Wentworth is the best typist in this joint.
Where is Wentworth?
In the men's room. I've been waiting 20 minutes. I feel like I'm drowning.
Stuff's in here.
Wall precinct. Sergeant Yamada. Hold it, please. Chano, It's a telephone company. The supervisor wants to report some obscene phone calls.
Oh. Who's the supervisor?
Miss Bush.
Did you talk to her, huh?
She asked for you.
Oh, why does she always ask for me?
You have a way with words, yeah. Line two.
Yeah, this whole business offends me.
Hello, Miss Bush.
Yes, this is Sergeant Amenguala speaking. I'm fine. How are you? Good, good, good. Yes, I've been going over the files and... Frankly, Miss Bush, we have enough disgusting material here to write a bestseller. What do you mean, for example? No. Well, you see, Miss Bush, no. I know it's official business, but if I was to read you an obscene phone call on the phone, this would be an obscene phone call. That's right, Miss Bush. Oh, you have traced one call? I see. Well, the next time you make contact, please get in touch with us right away. Right. Yes, of course. I realize it must be very embarrassing for you. Yes. You have a very nice voice, too, Miss Bush. Goodbye.
Hey, hey.
No. The voice never matches the face.
Yeah. It ain't fair, is it? Hey, Chano. What's a four-letter word for... Hontoni kichinto desu ne?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have to get in there?
Only because I'm tidy.
I got four reports on that garage robbery from last week.
What, you want me to file these?
No, I'd like you to type them up first, and then file them.
Captain Miller, this was not my collar.
I'm aware of that.
Well, then why do I have to type it up?
Because, Wentworth, we make no distinction here between male and female. You're just another cop who happens to be a good typist.
It also happens, Captain, that I fired Expert at the police academy.
Good. Then don't type them. Shoot them.
Hate filling out forms. I thought when you did plain clothes, you did more than fill out forms.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of heroic stuff around here. But if we didn't fill out forms, nobody would ever know about it.
I was better off downtown writing parking tickets. At least I was near the windshield where all the action was.
You left your lipstick on the sink.
Yeah? How'd you know it was mine?
None of us is left-handed.
Well, precinct detective, Sergeant Amenguala speaking.
Oh, right, just a minute. Barney!
Be there.
We got a 10:30 in progress in the bank in the East Village.
Pick up a car, we'll meet you downstairs. Fish, check out some weapons. Let's go, Nick.
Hey, what about me?
Stay here, answer the phones, and make sure everything is neat.
That's it! The four-letter word for Hontoni Kuchito.
What I came here for. Let me go with you. I can be very helpful to you.
Don't push, Wentworth. Don't push. There's liable to be shooting out there.
Look, these men have worked together for years. They know they can depend on each other. It's always tough with somebody new.
Especially when that somebody is a woman, huh?
Being a woman has nothing to do with it. It's a matter of confidence. Look, we'll get to know you, you'll get to know us. Don't be so sensitive, Wentworth. Everybody thinks you're a lovely cop.
What time do you want dinner?
Thank you.
joining me. I help you.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm a regular here. I'm Elizabeth Miller. I'm Barney's wife.
Oh, he's not in. How do you do? I'm Detective Janice Wentworth.
Oh, you're new.
Oh, yeah. It's my fourth day.
Oh, congratulations. Welcome to the old one, too.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have a lot of work. Excuse me.
How's it going?
Oh, coming up on 93 words a minute.
If people knew the detective work was 90% paperwork, they'd never watch television.
I guess not. Well, I'm very glad to see that Captain Miller is married. I didn't think he liked women. I beg your pardon. Oh, I mean, I think he likes women in all the old familiar places. The kitchen, the parlor, the bedroom, you know what I mean?
Not really. I think it's safe to say that Captain Miller likes women almost anywhere he finds them.
Except on the police force.
Did he say that?
No. He didn't have to. I've been typing and filing and typing and just sitting around waiting to do something useful. And the first 10:30 that comes in, I get pushed aside and told to mind the store.
10:30? That's an armed robbery in progress?
That's right.
Is that where Barney went?
That's right. And Yamana and Amanguel went as a team, and I'm supposed to go as a team with Fish, but Captain Miller went instead. Boy, I really wish he hadn't done that.
So do I.
Can I burn a fish?
I know.
Hi, honey.
Nick, can you check this back in for me?
Yeah, sure.
Well, how'd it go?
Oh, fine.
I heard the reports over the dispatcher. There was some shooting, huh?
A little bit, nothing serious.
Anybody get hit?
Just a suspect, but he's going to be all right.
Any messages?
Excuse me?
Any messages?
Yes, sir. There was a call from your wife, and a Miss Bush from the phone company wants you to call her back.
Oh, sounds serious?
Yeah, I think so. She was breathing heavy.
What did you do around here?
Oh, fine. I answered all the phones, filled out all the forms. I even washed the coffee cups.
Dinner ready?
I didn't think you heard that.
Yes, Miss Bush. Yes, it's nice to hear your voice again, too. Do you have a call trace to him now? What's the address of the phone booth? Okay, I'm on my way right now. Thank you. Me?
Well, I've been described as attractive. No, Miss Bush, no mustache.
Would you like me to go with you?
Huh? Well, not now, thank you.
I didn't think so.
Well, maybe next time.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
This is a brochure from our travel agent about crossing on the SS France. It cost about $4,000 one way. Now, these are the three best hotels in Paris. The Plaza Athénée, the Bristol, and the Crillon. The villa in the south of France costs $1,250 a week. Then we fly back to Paris and then back to New York. That makes the whole thing cost about $26,000 for 6 weeks. Can we afford it?
No.
Okay. How about taking me to lunch?
You didn't have to go through all of that just to get me to take you to lunch.
I thought you would be more excited about the idea if you thought that I'd saved you $26,000.
That's very considerate. Listen, you give up three more trips like that, we're on Easy Street. Mm-hmm. Why'd you really come down?
I just wanted to see you. I spent a very meaningful morning with the other tenants of the building, discussing rent controls and building repairs. And then I bought David a pair of sneakers. And then I read in a newspaper about a policeman getting killed in a bank robbery in Massachusetts. And I just had this overpowering desire to have lunch with you.
I see.
Besides, at the group therapy session for law enforcement wives, they suggested all of this.
I thought they dealt with a more direct approach.
This week it's humor. Some imaginative joke or bright saying. Instead of sending it to the news and getting $5, You send it to your husband, and you get a lunch.
You got it.
Thank you. Really? Where? All right. I got it. We're on our way. Captain Miller! Excuse me, Captain Miller! A guy just checked into the Fremont Hotel, 11th Avenue. Clerk recognized him as an armed robbery suspect from an APB circular.
Where's Chana?
He's down a call.
Mona?
He's still out at the armory, and Wojciechowicz and Harris is still down at narcotics. Won't be back till the end of the week.
I know, Edward, I know. You think you can handle it yourself?
I can take a patrolman.
No uniforms. I'll go with you myself.
Please, Captain Miller. You're going to have to let me go sometime.
What do you say, Fish?
I'd like to, Bonnie, but it would kill Bernice if she found out I died in the company of another woman.
Phil, that is just terrible.
Okay, Wentworth, come on.
But I'm driving.
Paul Precinct, Sergeant Amana. Yes, sir. A stolen car? What kind of car, Mr. Rivelli?
Studebaker.
Will you describe the car, please? Black fenders, silver doors, green hood, polka dot seat covers, monkey fur dashboard. Maybe it wasn't stolen. Maybe it ran away. Mr. Rivelli, will you hold it a minute? I gotta find a pencil. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Mr. Hackman, if you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say will be held against you. And in your case, with the record you got at the phone company, everything you say will probably be held against you. We've got a nice little booth here, right for you. Okay. If you can't afford an attorney, we'll supply one for you at no cost to yourself. Do you understand?
I don't have anything to say.
That'll be a nice change for you.
Call your insurance company. Yeah. Don't mention it. Oh, my God, I ate my eraser.
That group therapy for law enforcement wives, it's a wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, they have a free and open discussion for about an hour, a little lunch, an occasional new hat, an extorted promise of 2 weeks in Martha's Vineyard next summer. My wife and I have never been closer.
An occasional phone call wouldn't hurt either.
You're absolutely right. Is that,
Charles Hackman, the voice of experience.
Oh, sir, excuse me. I don't mean to be personal, but, did I understand you to say over there that your wife is going through therapy?
Yeah. You ought to try it yourself.
Now, I did, a couple of weeks ago.
Didn't work.
Well, I just never got to see the doctor. See, when I called the nurse to make the appointment, well, you know what happened.
No, the court is going to insist on some kind of therapy.
Yeah, I suppose so. See,
Mr.
I always...
Hackman, would you step out, please? Step right over there to that desk there.
Sir, thank you for your concern.
Pleasure talking to you.
I don't hear that very often.
Just out of curiosity, but these ladies that you talk to on the telephone, you ever try to make personal contact with them?
Well, I have on occasion, yeah, but it's usually kind of disappointing. You know, the voice never matches the face.
I know what you mean.
Put it right here and keep it there. No more nonsense.
Can I?
Get your phone call. You'll get your lawyer. You cooperate with us, we cooperate with you.
Wentworth?
Yeah!
What the hell's the matter with her?
It's her first arrest.
We got him.
Without exchanging a shot, Captain Miller, we got him. I got him, Barney. There he is. He's right there.
Good job.
You want to hear a report?
Yes, I'd like to hear a report, but I'd like to hear it from Fish. Yamana, I think Detective Wentworth could use a cup of coffee.
I think she could use a keeper.
Shut up. How do you like
it? I love it. It beats all hell out of traffic control.
No, I mean the coffee.
Yeah, black. No sugar, no cream. Black. Just black.
You got it.
Good for you.
We drove to the Fremont Hotel.
And very slowly, I might add.
Right. Then she kept saying, faster, faster.
Yeah.
We determined that the suspect, Earl Schmidt, was in room 504.
Fifth floor, corner room.
Right. I took up a position in the hall, and Detective Wentworth
said, why don't I make out like I'm the maid, and you get on the other side of the door?
Right, so...
Oh, I knocked on the door, and I go, maid!
Maid, would you like your bed?
Turned down, so... The door opens, and I move in the room, and I draw my revolver, and I go, police! Freeze! Freeze!
Suspect had a gun, which he immediately threw out of the window.
Then what happened?
Then I dropped to my knees and begged her not to shoot me.
Here's your coffee. A black, no sugar.
Thanks, Yamana. You're okay.
Well, he's your collar, Wentworth. I don't suppose you'll object to filling out this report.
No, sir. This one's gonna be a pleasure.
Get his cuffs off.
And put them on her.
That's a very efficient lady.
Combat fever. I've seen it before. Okay, Mr. Hackman, you got one phone call.
All right, Schmidt, this is it. Tell your whole name.
Horace Percival Schmidt.
I thought your name is Earl.
That's what I tell everybody else. I ain't keeping nothing from you.
Law precinct. Sergeant Yamana. Hang on. Wentworth, it's
yeah.
For you.
Yeah, Wentworth. What did you say? I'm gonna trace this call.
Okay.
You get some nerve talking to a police officer like that, you know?
Yes, the trial is next week, Miss Bush. Right. Right. If the district attorney's office needs you to testify, they will be in touch with you. Oh, yes, I will be there. Well, I'm 6'1", about 170 pounds, brown eyes, black hair, slightly receding hairline. You too, Miss Bush?
Wentworth?
Yes, sir.
Can I see my office a minute?
Sure, Barney.
Sit down.
I'm going out on an assignment with Yamana this morning, with Chano this afternoon.
Hey, you're getting real popular.
Just doing my job.
You've been transferred, Wentworth. Effective tomorrow.
Transferred?
Yeah.
Why?
Some kind of rotation program, initiating more women into the field, giving them a broader variety of experience.
But that's not fair. The men and I, we get along good. They have confidence in me. I don't want to go somewhere, start all over with a bunch of rookies.
I appreciate it.
So where are they going to send me?
Youth house.
Youth house? Oh, youth house? What, babysitting?
It's temporary.
Well, it stinks. I'm not going.
You have no choice. You're going to go where they send you like the rest of us. Look... I felt the same way when they transferred me here.
Just when everything was going so great. When'd you say I'm supposed to leave?
Tomorrow.
Okay, I better go clean out my desk drawer. It was very nice working with you, Captain. See you around.
Wentworth, I hope you won't take offense. But I still think you're a lovely cop.
Oh!
Oh, excuse me, I thought this was the powder room. I heard the old one, too, was in trouble, so I thought I'd come down and give you a hand.
Hey, and not a moment too soon. I'll tell you, we stopped typing 2 weeks ago out of respect for your leaving.
Hey, Wentworth. How are you?
All right.
How's Youth House?
Oh, I moved. I moved to a more sophisticated house. I want you to know I've been transferred to Vice. Hey!
Oh, I used to love that line of work many years ago.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
hi, Barney. Oh,
how
look
are you?
Oh, it's nice to see you. Nice. Barney, could I talk to you for just a minute, please?
Sure, what's up?
Could we discuss it in your office?
Go ahead.
I just finished another group therapy session.
Oh, last week it was humor. What's the approach this week?
Sex.
No calls.
Proper rest can make you happier, healthier, and sexier. So don't watch Phantom on your weekend marathons nonstop for 48 straight hours. Take occasional viewing breaks, close your eyes, recharge those batteries. Then tune in for more TV Land Fandemonium. Weekend TV satisfaction guaranteed.